You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Sunday morning, New England. 50,000 watts of political talk on your Sunday morning. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com or join the conversation at 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000. We are joined on the phone by Chip Faulkner from Citizens for Limited Taxation because, unfortunately, Massachusetts lost a great citizen yesterday. Barbara Anderson, the voice of limited taxation in Massachusetts, died at age 73. She lost her battle to leukemia yesterday. Barbara was the mother of Prop 2.5 in Massachusetts, and we couldn't think of anybody to honor Barbara than Chip Faulkner from Citizens for Limited Taxation. Good morning, Chip. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk about Barbara with us this morning.
Yeah, Terry, I'm glad you have me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, we're happy to have you, Chip. This is John, and Terry's here with us as well.
Yeah. Good morning.
Long time, Chip. No see.
Yeah, that's right. You did a segment on our TV show here about a month ago.
Yep. It's a tremendous loss for the taxpayers because Barbara was the driving force behind Prop 2.5, which limited your property taxes. She also was an advocate for the income tax rollback. She fought the graduated income tax. She got rid of the surcharge, the 7.5% surtax on your state income tax that was prevalent in the 1980s that was put in by Michael Dukakis, and we eliminated it. People forget about that one. And people benefit from the auto excise, the fact that you're paying $25 per thousand now instead of $66,000, and that was all due to the fact that she pushed these issues. She worked on the signature drives to get them on the ballot. She was a tremendous force for the for good for the taxpayers.
Well, I think some of the we're looking at a Boston Globe article about Mrs. Anderson this morning, and has a lot of pretty interesting quotes in here. Certainly, you're quoted in here also.
Yep.
And, here's an interesting thing. In 1981, Senator Alan Sisitsky, an opponent, called Mrs. Anderson the de facto governor of Massachusetts. And it's interesting, now, this is interesting, folks, because Mrs. Anderson, this is an interview she did in 1985. I didn't know anything about anything when I started 2.5. I didn't know it could not be done. If I knew then what I know now, I would have never had the nerve. Now, so folks, if there's something out there that you've got in your mind that you think ought to happen, you know, following the example of Ms. Anderson, because she did a lot of great things here in Massachusetts, saved the citizens tons and tons of money. I'm not sure we can even calculate how many, probably billions of dollars that have been saved by the taxpayers.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Just the fact that your property taxes are not double or triple what they are now. I know some people still complain about high property taxes, but you have to keep in mind that when 1980, when we put it on the ballot, our property taxes were second highest in the nation. The only Alaska, I think, was higher. Now, we're probably now ranked around eighth or ninth highest in the country, which is still pretty high, but it's nowhere near what it used to be, and you're protected by that only 2.5% increase each year that's allowed under the 2.5 law.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that people don't remember is that our automobile excise tax was headed toward the ionosphere, and so that changed as part of Proposition 2.5. You want to share some facts there, Chip?
Well, the auto excise was put in, from what we understand, during World War II, to penalize people for using rubber and gas that should have gone to the war effort. And the reasoning at the time, and I'm talking, of course, 70 years ago, was that once the war was over, the auto excise would be reduced or eliminated. And, of course, it never was.
Just like the tolls.
Like the tolls. But, we used to get a lot of people mad about the auto excise, especially if they came from another state where this did not exist, that you would have to suddenly get this bill for anywhere from, I don't know, $20, could be several hundred dollars, depending on how new your car was. And they had to pay it in addition to all the other taxes. So this really stuck people in the craw. And that was one of the most popular provisions of the two-and-a-half ballot question, that we would reduce the auto excise.
Well, Chip, tell us how you got to know Barbara, and, you know, tell us a little bit about Barbara, so, you know, people who weren't aware of Barbara and what, you know, the huge contributions she's made to Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was hired in 1979 by CLT. What happened was they got a grant from the National Taxpayers Union to hire a third staffer, and I had done a lot of work for them on a signature drive in the fall of 77, and so when Don Fetter was interviewing people, he said, well, I remember this guy, Chip Faulkner. I'd done a lot of work and got a lot of signatures. And when I walked in the office, Barbara was the secretary. She'd only been hired there. She'd been there about 6 months, because what had happened was when Prop 2 and 13 passed in California in 78, there was a lot of publicity about it. And Warren Brooks told everyone in his Herald column about this group called CLT in Massachusetts that was trying to limit taxes, and they get a big increase in membership. But Don's wife at the time was the secretary, and she was about 7 months pregnant. So Don said, I had to find a secretary, and Barbara had also, you remember, doing a lot of work for him. So he called her up and asked her to work at an abysmal salary, and Barbara laughed about it years later, saying, I found out later that I was about the fifth or sixth person that Don had called to take the job, and they'd all refused, except for me. And he says, I was at home. I didn't have a job at the time. He said, what the hell? I'll go in and work and see what happens. He says, I didn't even get paid for the first few weeks till he, you know, sent out a fundraising appeal and we got some money into the office. So that's how she started out, you know.
And then you started working with them, and then made history.
Then I came in. I was the field director. I was in charge of all the various taxpayer groups that were then in operation around the state. And what happened was, actually, these taxpayer groups all kind of went down the drain when 2.5 passed. Because when 2.5 passed, now you had a limit on property taxes, so these taxpayer groups didn't have to worry about packing town meetings and preventing tax increases, because the state law did. And then I became the associate director. And Don Fetter eventually, who was the person who hired me, and it was the executive director, he left in the summer of 79 to take a job in Washington State with the Second Amendment Foundation. And then we had a temporary executive director named Greg Hyatt for several months, but Barbara eventually got the job in the summer of 1980. And it's been with us ever since, and did a great job. I remember we were running all over the state in the fall of 80 promoting Prop 2.5, and it was really an adventure. I had been a teacher in New York City in Long Island for 9 years, so I was kind of new to all this myself, as well as Barbara, but we got a tremendous amount of enjoyment out of pushing the issue.
We're talking with Chip Faulkner from Citizens for Limited Taxation. We're talking about the passing of Barbara Anderson, the mother of Prop 2.5. She lost her battle with leukemia yesterday at the age of 73. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Chip about Barbara Anderson, and we're also going to talk about how it's override season in Massachusetts. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We'll be back.